Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
Today in Bajan History, 6 June 1843, Samuel Jackman Prescott. On this day, 6 June 1843, history was made in Barbados when a non-white male named Samuel Jackman Prescott was elected by the voters of Bridgetown. Historian Sir Alexander Hoyas set the scene. Quote, "The streets and houses leading to the courthouse were already filled with anxious and excited crowds. The houses in the neighborhood were decorated with all manner of things, flags, ribbons, and even branches of trees. There were occasional shouts of Prescott forever and Prescott's the man. The yard of the town hall was lined with people several feet deep, and it was almost impossible to pass through the gallery and passage that led to the poll room within the building. Thousands of people outside awaited the result with growing tension and excitement." Hoyas continued, "Shortly after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the poll was closed and the presiding officer declared that Samuel Jackman Prescott Esquire and the Honorable Attorney General H.E. Sharp had been duly elected to represent the constituency of Bridgetown. Prescott had polled 185 votes and Sharp 168. Unquote. Prescott's election came about because in 1842, the previous year, the town of Bridgetown was called the City of Bridgetown by royal decree. This resulted in the capital becoming a new and separate constituency of St. Michael. Prescott, who was born of a free colored woman and the white father of the planter class, was Barbados's first civil rights campaigner. Between 1830 to 1832, he took the lead in pressing for the end of discrimination against free colored people, or mulattoes as they were called. In 1832, his radicalism and the support of the colonial office led to the passing of the Brown Privilege Bill. In 1834, Prescott joined the campaign to end slavery. Between 1834 to 1838, known as the period of apprenticeship, he agitated to prevent the planters from continuing child labor, flogging, and other harsh punishments of the formerly enslaved people now called apprentices. He used his newspapers, the New Times and the Liberal, to highlight the continuing problems that blacks faced at the hands of vengeful planters. Prescott believed that the people would only have a paper freedom if they could not participate in voting or in discussions about politics and government. He formed Barbados's first political movement called the Liberal Party and agitated for the extension of the franchise or the right to vote. This agitation led to the creation of Bridgetown as Barbados's 12th constituency. Prescott was elected as the 23rd member of the 24th House of Assembly by, quote, "a rainbow coalition of Bridgetown's white, brown, and black people." For the next 20 years, he was elected annually to the House of Assembly. He agitated for free education, the end of child labor, and the extension of the franchise or the right to vote. Today, the 6th of June is the 170th anniversary of the election to Parliament of Samuel Jackman Prescott.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.